fighting for this title. And he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Yes, everyone, welcome to another episode of The Warm Down today. Delighted to be joined, finally,
yes,
by Anthony Crawler, former world champion. How you doing, man?
No, I'm good, mate. Good, thank you. Like I say, I had a little bit of a break from boxing, but I'm still in the gym, ticking over, doing little bits, helping dream fighters, just for the time being. Back from New York last week.
People want to know, yes, are we having one more dance?
Yes, there'll be one more dance.
In the 0161 as well?
Yes, it's got to be. It's got to be, hasn't it? So I think, do you know what? I just needed a bit of time away, sort of, to think. I was straight back in sort of the gym, helping with the amateur kids and stuff like that. But, do you know, to think, you know, what I really want, should I have one more? And I've not come out. Well, I just did then, didn't I? I come out and said that I am. But I am going to have one more later on in the year at the arena. And then that'll be me. Try and get out with my marbles half intact. Some people say different already, but no, that's the plan, Steve, you know.
Any opponents in mind for that? Because it's a weird one to choose, isn't it?
Some people saying I've not even thought about it. Like, some people say, you know, you want a nice fight. But I don't know, I've always been in, you know, the real fights, the entertaining fights, so I don't just want to turn up, sort of go through the motions. You know, that's just basically, what's that for your ego? I don't know. So we'll see, but I think it'll be, you know, be in a decent fight, but I've not thought about who.
Bisping was going through a similar sort of thing when he was like, I want to go out on home soil. I think they offered him Vitor Belfort, who obviously kicked his eye out.
Yes.
So he's like, I'd rather fight someone I respect.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And you know, I think.
And likewise, a bit here, yeah. And obviously with the Belfort fight, he wanted to, you know, after the knockout loss and that. So it was. They're the kind of fights that you want to be involved. I don't think I just want to turn up and.
Yeah.
I want decent, you know, you want decent opposition. You don't just want to turn up in a fight that you nailed on to win just to say, he got out of a win. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I just don't want to go out the way I did. It's listen, he's one of the all time greats, Loman. You know your boxing, even what he's done as an amateur, what he's done in such a short space of time.
Well, for me, I think he might be the greatest of all time.
He might be the greatest. You know,
what did I say to you in December? When it was only rumoured, I was like, man, we need to talk about this Lomachenko fight.
and that was it, Steve. It was one of them where, so you could go out, so there's no one better to get knocked out of. It is such a thing, but do you know what I mean? I don't want to go out face first the way I did. I'd love to go out in Manchester. So you say one last dance, one last night there at the arena.
Mate, you've been a world champion. You've defended world titles in this city.
Yeah.
Like, what is the difference in level from winning world titles against some of the people that you beat for world titles to Lomachenko as well?
Do you know what? You might have heard me say this. For the first time I've been in, for the last, I'm 32 now, I've been boxing for 22 years. Been getting punched on the nose for a long time. I've been in with some good lads. And even when Joe losing to Linares the second time, I still felt comfortable, you know, pushing forward, trying to take, you know, trying to get my shots off. And he's a class fighter. He's an elite fighter. But with Lomachenko, for the first time I'd ever been in someone, whether it be in sparring, even when I was younger, and, you know, you'd be in with a lad a bit older or a bit more experienced. But it was the first time in 20 years of boxing where I thought, when he went slightly through the gears, where I thought, I'm in trouble here. Do you know, I'm in trouble. And it was like the thought going through my head was, oh my God, I want to give a good account of myself. I was thinking, you know, because you never stop believing, but I was thinking, I do not know
well,
how I'm going to turn
I'm
this
sure you
round.
Don't sign that contract without
no, never.
You thinking, and, I can beat this guy.
And that's it. Honestly, and I genuinely going over there, I felt in the best shape of my life. I felt in fantastic shape. I trained so hard, so there's no excuses. And maybe that was a little bit hard to take for the first few days was, and it's people, even like my mates who were, you know, straight and they go, listen, you know, you give yourself the best possible chance, but you can dress it up how you want, but there's just levels above you. And he was. And whether it was sort of delusion in my mind where I thought, no, I'm going to, what I really believed I thought, in my head I was thinking I can pull this off, but then I was also thinking, you know, I can certainly ask questions, whereas, like I said, when he went through the gears...
What was the game plan? What was the thing that you were
so,
thinking?
And even that, like, now sometimes I think, should have tried to put it on him from the start, but then I might have walked on to three or four and it might have been over early. you see what he does, like that Bull Matador type thing. So the plan was to box.
He's fucking moving.
Yes, it is ridiculous. And the way he cuts the ring off, and the plan was to box, try and get him to overcommit a little bit for the first four five, and then look to start putting Loma on the back foot. Easier said than done, but that's what the plan was, mate. And like I said, I knew he was good, but getting in there with him was just like the speed's been wasted very little. He varies the way he sort of dresses it up, like he'll touch it, and then the way he varies the power in punches is very good. And he hit a lot harder than what I expected him to. I mean, I've been hit harder with one shot. I mean, it might not look like it at the end, but
if you watch it from the angle that we see it first from the main camera, it looks like a glance.
Yes.
It's only when you come from behind him on the other side you actually see.
And actually, did it scramble my senses? And I remember, like, say, being down on the floor, and I knew exactly what had happened. I knew how he'd set me up, what he'd hit me with, but I just couldn't move. Like, it looked a lot worse than it actually was, mate. It looked a lot worse than it actually was. But,
mate, same as Ricky Adams. No regrets. Ricky Adams lost he finished his career basically with Pacquiao and Mayweather. Do you know what?
And do you know what I mean? So, with one of the greats. And that's why I just had to think, you know, do I want one more or not? But, I'm pretty certain. What is it? Rocky said there's stuff in the basement still. Yeah, I think I've just got to have. I've got to have that one more. Get out of my system, and then not want to say get out of the system. Not the fight with Lomachenko out of my system, but you know, go out one fight.
The fans in Manchester.
That's
as well.
It. And yeah, that's it. You know what? I've been so fortunate over the years to have the blessed. You know, the support that I get off him is unreal. So. Obviously, from me probably being a bit greedy as well, I want that one, you know, that one more night as well.
Fair enough. And yeah, if and when that comes on, I'm sure we'll get you on again to have a quick chat about that. And,
no, of course, mate.
Are you thinking that this summer, end of the summer?
I think it'll be later in the year. Maybe, you know, we'll see what happens between September
and November. See where United are in the Europa League.
Yes, that, mate, there's going to be some good aways. There's going to be some good aways this year.
Is that going to be a factor in the planning of the camp?
Mate, it could be.
We've got to go to Ukraine, you know.
It could be, yeah. We might be, yeah, over to Ukraine again or somewhere.
If we end up with like a Prague, somewhere like a bit funky, mate, you'd be like, maybe push it back a bit.
Yeah, we'll see. I was, I remember at the start of it, I know, sort of just before the FA Cup final, there was a thing that come out, and if Watford would have won, some of the aways we possibly could have got was mental.
Well, it starts in about a fortnight, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, no.
Azerbaijan, Israel, Ireland. But there was some crazy ones there.
No, we dodged a bullet there, didn't we, big time, with that. I mean, we're looking at going into the season now, everyone's in the same thing. How the fuck is that anyone on?
Yes. No, and that's it. I think, listen, there's been no... We certainly need to sign some, don't we? We certainly need to sign some. And I think, like every United fan, for me, the problem's been at the back now for a number of years. And I just don't get how we've, you know, we keep sort of going around the problem. And for me, we definitely need a few defenders. And,
yeah, probably a few, in all honesty. Because you could make a case that our best defender's Lindelof.
Yes.
And he's not the... finished product either. He's the best of what
we've
got.
You think he's got like he's a Manchester United defender, you know, in time. But when you look at some of the, you know, over the years, some of the defenders we've had, it's hard. Like the way we've struggled so bad for a good few seasons, but we just don't seem to be strengthening up in that area for some reason. You know, buying midfielders, buying forwards, but defenders is where the problem. You know, defenders is where the problem.
Especially right back. How I mean, you can almost make a case. All right, we bought Delo. And all right, we did buy Bayern and we did buy Lindelof, but you're seeing all the other clubs in the top six, they're buying players and replacing players the season after. Unfortunately, that patience just doesn't exist anymore, does it? Yeah. And you've got to bring in ready to rock players.
Of course, and I was seeing someone on this before, and it's just, we're going in for your man from Palace.
Wan-Bissaka.
Yes, you're talking about that. I'll be honest, I'm not seeing loads of him.
I like him a lot.
What I have seen, yes, he looks a great player. He'd fit into the United way, I think, as well. But we just, you know, I think it was a tough season for us, wasn't it? It was a tough season for us. And, you know, we'll always back the boys, but I think we certainly need to strengthen up in certain areas.
It was grim, wasn't it? Let's look back on last season a little bit. Yeah. Like, from, it started grim in the summer.
Yeah.
Mourinho's mood wasn't right all summer. No. He had the chance, didn't he, to say, I'm taking Greenwood and Gomez and Chong on tour.
Yes.
And I've got these.
Yeah, it seemed odd. It was like, right from sort of tough season, was it? Bear in mind, I'm with scouters every day in the gym. obviously, Manchester, let's hope you're getting it from both ways. And the football we was playing, and it was just, obviously, Ozzy's last game was the Liverpool game. And I think I remember thinking, being there at Anfield that day, and I remember thinking, no, and I've always, you know, backed the manager, but I remember thinking that day I saw so many turn, you know, in the stands.
Yeah, I think it was obvious and that was.
Yeah, that was going to be it. That was going to be it. And yeah, it was a very sort of up and down season, wasn't it? There's a few highs, a few huge highs, weren't there? But it was a tough season. It was a tough season.
Where did you watch the Paris game?
I actually watched it at home because it was just before I went out to Los Angeles. And I remember my little boy running at me going crazy when Rashford, you know, got the penalty. And he ran out of his missus going mad that he's run out of bed. It was about near 10 o'clock at night, school the next day. And jumping about, and that was almost, other than like, you know, being that, certainly that was one of the highs of the season, wasn't it?
I think it's probably the high of the season.
The high of the season, wasn't it? Yeah.
Name a better, I think that even felt better, and I know this sounds mad because we went out the very next round in a bad way. We went out.
Yeah.
But that almost felt better than winning it did in Stockholm.
Mate, it was.
I think because of the turnaround. Yeah, everyone expected us to win in Stockholm.
Even a little few, I'm not even petty, but. I remember coming away from Old Trafford raging about Di Maria, you know, furious.
Drinking a bottle.
Yeah, the bottle and like it was just hard. It was hard. And then I remember seeing his face after it. And I know it's petty, but it was just like, oh God, yeah. It was definitely the high of the season, wasn't it? When, you know, thinking back now.
I can't actually think, you know, I think it was above Stockholm. Stockholm was weird, obviously, because the Manchester bomb had happened the day before. That was such a weird vibe.
Do you know what? It was so strange. I remember being there and it was just, I remember people getting on the planes, you know, on the day, and people were sort of like, I don't ever want to be here. And
went over there and it was just Tiger, the cordon for the police cordon was at the entrance. Yeah, it was, you're aware of it.
Yeah, it was just so tough. And but then the day, it sort of got better, and then I remember, like, you know, the Manchester sort of chance started getting, and it was a special night, so it's a night that I'll always remember. That it was tough. Yeah, I think because of that happened, it sort of, I think Ajax fans, they sort of respected that, and there's a bit of peace sort of in the.
It was a weird vibe.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was very, very weird, you know, day that, and then on. On the night, it got going, and it was a brilliant night, wasn't it? It was like the best night we had, certainly the best night we had under Mourinho.
But against Paris,
yes,
I actually don't know the last time we had that. Was it when John Terry missed that penalty?
Like I said, I remember jumping around the house, like literally
near.
mate, yes, coached it, yeah. it was something else, and. You know, you can't help but believe. You start believing, don't you?
Barcelona, fucking who? Come on.
Flights to Madrid. If anyone can get it. Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not on Airbnb. No, shut up.
Yeah. No, it was, like you say, it was the high of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there weren't many.
No.
When Ollie first came in, there was a bit of a lift. I think his man management is probably levels better than Jose's. I think for this group probably suits them a lot better, and he got some top results with some top football, didn't he?
Mate, some unbelievable. I remember going away to Arsenal in the FA Cup, wasn't it? And that was before he'd been given the job, hasn't it? I remember just thinking, the good times are back. But listen, I always knew it was gonna be tough, and listen, you can't help but love Ole, can you? But obviously the concern about sort of. Past and stuff like that, but I think I spoke to you about it. I think what I like is for the first time in a few years, he gets Manchester United.
His press conference is the top.
Yes, and he's also he loves that job. You can see he loves. He's proud as punching up.
He's at the peak.
Yeah,
he's not going to be like Matt, go there next.
That's and he's not looking anywhere else, and it's just he loves that job, and I think you know what, no matter what. That, you know, we've got the right man in charge. We've got the right man in charge for it.
Yeah, I think he changed the mood. I think he gets what we've got to do. I think if he's allowed to build the team he wants, Because I thought we saw some excellent signs. And
yeah.
I don't know, what do you think was the cause of the way it fell off, do you think? There's been talk about fitness, there's been talk about things like that.
It's hard, isn't it? I think, like, I mean, some of it was just a look. We didn't play bad against Arsenal.
No, we deserved the win, probably.
We probably deserved the 3 points. But it just, I think like everyone else, could not tell you what cause it is.
What's mad is, though, you go, all right, if it's fitness,
yes.
Why are we drawing with Huddersfield and losing to Cardiff on the last game? That doesn't, that doesn't add up.
Some of it just didn't seem, like, being at, it was Everton, wasn't it? I was in LA, and I remember getting up at about 4 a.m. That was as bad as it got. But then Cardiff was horrendous, wasn't it?
There wasn't a bad mood about the place. I think one from Good Mason was playing.
Yes, and that was it. He was like sort of the high of the day, and he just looked lively, and everyone knows what he's about. He's a Manchester United fan. He was buzzing to see him on, and I think why there wasn't a bad mood. I think everyone was just like, you know what, put this season to bed. And roll on next season, but I couldn't say how it went. It went horrible, didn't it? It went horrible the last sort of.
You had them four injuries in the first half against Liverpool, and I don't think we as a squad recovered.
Yeah, possibly it could be down to that. Yeah, it could be down to that.
But like I said, that still doesn't. I mean, the 11s we was putting out against Everton, the 11 we was putting out against Cardiff, were going. It's good enough.
Should be dealing with certainly, you know. Cardiff, Huddersfield, you've got
the goal
to be
Huddersfield scored. You're like, lads, embarrassing. This is basics.
It was Sunday league stuff, wasn't it? Some of it, but I think now all we can do is, like most of you, we've got to look forward to next season. We just want to see a bit of action in the transfer market, don't we?
What do you reckon, Aaron? Who do you reckon we're going to get?
Mate, I hope we sign you, man. You said, you know, from Palace. And I believe we have got a great squad, so I think we've just got to strengthen up at the back. I think we're going to lose De Gea. Mm. I think we're going to lose De Gea. And, someone say, who'd you go? I mean, we've got the best number two in the world, haven't we?
Yeah. I think he's earned it, but the fact he's been so chill, I think he's earned the right to give a go.
Yeah, and I think we're going to lose De Gea. And you know what? I wouldn't ever badmouth him. I know he's nearly gone a few times, but even when the Madrid move fell through, he's come back, he's put a shift in, and other than this year, he's been our best player for the...
He's been absolutely top draw.
Yeah, but unbelievable. And
I think you would see more noise about this from United fans if, one, he'd signed the contract and committed to us. I think there'd be more people asked about the rumours then.
Yes.
I think there's a little bit of tiredness about, just go, man, if you
want to go. Yeah, that's what I think now. I think, you know what, it's been a few times now. Just, you know, you just go and wish you the best. Yeah. You know what I mean? Wish you the best. You've always given.
I think his form as well towards the end of the season. People are like,
well, that's what a few people were saying. They said bring Romero. And you wouldn't have, you know, they would have put Romero in.
Well, there was questions, weren't there? They was asking him, are you going to play Romero next week?
And that's.
He's been shit.
Yes, because, well, he had, hasn't he? And it's horrible for us to say that about De Gea. But he finished the season horrible, didn't he? And whether it was confidence or whatever. But you'd never, ever point the finger at him, would you?
No,
because
I think he'd earn the right.
How good he's been, yeah.
He'd earn the right to be shit for a bit.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm
allowed.
Sure if he'd assigned the contract, you would see universal backing from United fans. Yeah. Like, look, bad patch, he'll get over it. But I think the fact he's gone through a bad patch and he wants to go and he won't sign a deal.
It's like, you know, okay then, you know, go, go. Yeah.
I think that's probably time. Who you bring in, if you bring anyone in, I don't know. There's some talk that there's Silicon, there's some talk of Pickford. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm with you. I think that the keeper's the least of our worries. I think you've got to sort the defence. Because Romero and Henderson, they'll do.
Yes. I think, like you say, Romero would walk into any other, almost any other side in the world, wouldn't he? So, like you say, I think at the back, I think for me, the problem has been, you know, when you think of some of the partnerships we've had.
Joey
Rio, going back to Bruce and Pallister.
Oh, Stam and Jonsson.
Stam, Jonsson. That's what I was. You know what, I was thinking that the other day, and it was so underrated, Ronnie Jonsson, wasn't it? It was,
imagine him now,
like
in 2019, people were a ball playing centre.
Oh, mate.
He was the one.
It was unreal, and that's just, I think that's where, and that's not me, you know, having to go at the boys. Joey always put a shift in, but I think at the back there, we need a solid centre-half partnership, which we've missed now for a number of years.
Think Aaron Maguire's got it in him to form one with Lindelof?
That's
a
shout.
If it's him that comes in?
I'd take that, yeah. I I like Maguire as in, like, there's no frills with him, is there? No. I like it, you know, strong. What a centre-half should be.
He's good in the air.
Yeah.
And he's kind of effective in both boxes. Yes. And yeah. We're shit in the opposition box. We got a corner. I'm like, what are clapping for? Like, yeah. I'm not going to do anything from this.
Nothing's happening, yeah. But, no, I'd take Maguire, certainly, yeah.
I do definitely. Like Maguire. I do like him. Is he the best defender in the world? No. Would I want him ahead of Koulibaly? No. I don't even know if I'd want him above Alderweireld or De Ligt, but I do think he offers something we haven't got.
Yes, certainly. I'd say. And like I said, I think he does everything a centre-half meant to do, and he does it well.
It's called slapping, well. Man.
Yeah.
It tells you everything you need to know, innit?
Yeah, mate. No, I like him. I'd certainly say, when I think him and Lindelof could form a good partnership.
Yeah, I do. And here's the issue, man. We needed 5 signings before anyone goes. And if Lukaku, Pogba, De Gea,
that's the only. Mara, I don't know what's going to happen with you. Hear that he's going to go, Roman. I probably get stick for this, but I do feel sorry for Lukaku in a way. Like, he gets a lot of stick.
I think it's disproportionate.
Yeah.
I mean, his touch has been bad.
Yeah.
I also think we've played him wrong. I think we're trying to.
Possibly.
We're looking at him going, big black lad, play him like Drogba. But he's nothing like that.
Yeah.
He's a totally different sort of centre forward.
I think his confidence at the minute is shattered. But it'll be interesting to see. I won't be surprised if Big Rom goes. You hear all sorts of.
I think there's a very good chance of that, yeah, by the sounds of things,
isn't there? I wouldn't be surprised if he wants to as well.
Which means that we're probably going into the season with Marcus, Tony Marshall,
yeah,
and Mason. Probably.
Maybe I don't think that's such a bad thing. Do you know what I mean?
I need something else.
Yeah, more of a centre forward.
I don't know, because
that kind of speed's frightening, isn't it? Like, with me, Martial is so frustrating, because I think he's brilliant. Mm. I think he's brilliant, but it's sort of when he turns up. But I know if he went anywhere else, like, I believe if it wasn't
for a wonder kid,
or, like, you know, it wasn't for Mbappe, you'd see so much more of Martial. You know. For the national team and stuff like that, but
well, dribbling,
elite,
finishing, elite,
is
work rate.
That's the one where you just want a little bit more out of him. I remember obviously the Liverpool game where he scores, and I remember thinking, there's a star born here, and he's going to. And it's not really. Don't get me wrong, he's been good at times, but it's not really catapulted the way you fought after that.
Yeah, and you've got. He suffered from a little bit of what Marcus has suffered, is that he's never really played a lot of consecutive games.
Yes, yeah.
Certainly in the
last
season.
He's a good run in the team.
Yeah, I think that makes a massive difference to people. We both just completely ignored the fact that we've got King Sanchez.
Yes.
What do you do with him?
I know, that's the. And you know what, with Sanchez in the one, whereas I think we didn't need Sanchez. We didn't need Sanchez. We didn't, whether, you know, everyone says, whether it was just a show we can still do it.
I thought we did at the time, because I thought he wasn't creating enough chances, and I thought, he creates chances.
And I like his energy, and, you know, put the shift in, but he's not the same player. He's not the same, but hopefully, listen, he can turn it around, but the Sanchez of last season, you know, can you, other than the goal against Arsenal, can you name a few sort of standout moments from him?
Not enough.
Probably not.
To justify...
The money, the wage and stuff, that's caused the big thing, hasn't it?
I think so, sure. Because anyone can walk in there now
and just ask for crazy. Yeah.
I want this.
Crazy.
And they'll be like, why do you think you're worth that? Well, because it's like a quarter of what he's on.
Yes, yeah. And it's what, and that's, I just thought it was just a bad sign. It's a bad sign. And like I say, you always get behind.
I was well excited at the time. I thought, this is on.
It wasn't needed. It wasn't needed.
In hindsight, no. Yeah. It slowed the momentum of Marshall and Marcus.
Yes, and that's what I think,
time,
and that's why I just don't think it was needed. But I don't know, we'll see. Again, you hear all sorts of rumours, don't you? You get linked to everyone or going, and there's another one who gets linked where he's going to go somewhere else, but then you hear the wages are a problem. I don't know.
I imagine that wages are a problem for, I don't know, everybody.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to go Paris or something, and you go, why would they need him?
Yes.
I don't see what he'd do there. How do you see it going for us next year? Can we get back into the top four? It's going to be window dependent, obviously.
That's, yeah. And you know what? Realistic, I think that's what we, top four is what we should be happy for. And yeah. I know, obviously, like, while we've grew up, if we get top four next season, be happy. Be happy. Don't.
It's progress, isn't it?
It's progress, yeah. And there'd be a lot there saying, oh, it's just shows. You know, the fans are like, shows a sign of the times, how you're falling, yeah, but we have, I'd be happy with top four. But we've got to be realistic, yeah. We've got to be realistic. And
I think probably a treble next year.
Yes, yeah, it's just, people just get laughed out, and it's just, I just think top four, we're happy.
Yeah.
We're happy, and that's what our aim's got to be.
A bit of an identity. Stop.
Yeah.
I'm not even asked if we've got a Wembley, but a decent cup yes. room where we slap a couple teams.
Yeah.
Let's show, I mean, like just that 10, 11, 12 games that we had when Ollie first came
course,
in.
Yeah.
We have 6 months of that.
Yes. We'll be playing good football again, which we've been starved of for years now, haven't we? For years. And I do think Ollie's the right man for it. I think he's the right man for it. And I don't think there's no one else when a United fan would want to succeed more than Ollie.
No, and I think it was probably, from a PR point of view, real smart from the Glazers.
Yeah, I said it at the time, I thought it was a smart move because obviously Ollie didn't have the best sort of history as a manager, but no one was ever going to question it because it's him, he could do anything, do you know what I mean? It was a very smart move.
His personality and the way he played and the way he conducted himself at United, I think he gets more time because he's such a nice guy than someone like Keane would have got. Because Keane, yes. I think, could have rubbed up a few people the wrong way and then been out the door again.
Possibly. It would have been great to watch, but I don't know. It might have been better to watch if he was put someone else.
I think he's an actual nutter, you know.
We all love Keane.
Without a shadow of that. One of the best players. I can't believe some people even have the argument that Roy Keane was world class. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? 2000, 2001 vintage Roy Keane?
Any team he would have walked into.
Unbelievable. How good did Beckham look in that charity game as well?
Mate, he's got to be the coolest guy on the planet, hasn't he?
Hands down.
The coolest guy on the planet. You guys people seem to be taking back now, but he's just. Everything about him, the women love him, still looks great, and he's kept himself in shape, hasn't he? He's looked after himself, and I think that shows sort of as when he was a professional, just how you hear how hard he worked, and you hear if you know certain players put the shift in.
Well, there was a talk that there was two players that could finish the bleep test at United.
Yes.
And I think both of them were a surprise. It was Beckham and York.
Do you know what, York? I never knew. I knew Beckham. I didn't know York was the other one.
Yeah, I think.
Do you know what? You just seem to think that York was more natural, don't you?
It's not in here. It might be in the other room.
You seem to think York was more natural.
He says it in there, Gary Neville's book. And you go, Dwight York, one of the hardest workers. And you go,
after it.
That's the reputation of him as a party guy.
Yeah, a bit of a playboy. Yeah. Like I said, even then I was thinking, you think it'd be more natural, but I'm shocked at that. I knew Beckham, I heard it about Beckham, I didn't know York was the other one.
Finishing a bleep test. I mean, how close do you get? Yeah, you used to get close.
I don't run now because of an ankle, but in school, I remember having school records in the bleep test, so I was good at it. I was very good at it, but to finish it.
I remember once when I was playing at Salford, we had a strength and conditioning coach called George Brown, and we had the whole squad there, there's like 40 of us, first team and academy. And we used to train at Beaulieu School in Salford on the grass. And we did a bleep test. And everyone was getting like sevens, nines. And he was fucking raging. And he beasted us. And when I look back on it, I go, I think that was planned, right? But he beasted us. And then about halfway through it, he goes, lads are fucked up. He goes, I did it at 25 metres, not 20.
Oh, mate.
He goes, so we need to run it again because I've got to put the scores in. And then we have to do it again.
You want a bit of character and see how certain players react.
He was brutal, that bastard. He ended up working.
The bleep test is a brutal. Oh. I remember in school, like, you'd have people throwing up and stuff like that. And we had a great PE teacher and he'd get the best out of everyone. But even the kids who never wanted to do PE, do you know what I mean? They'd go out at level two and stuff like that. They'd be like literally crawling. It's a grueler. The bleep test is a grueler.
The guy, George Brown, he ended up working, I think he was like personal trainer for Peter Schmeichel was his thing, and remember when Schmeichel left, he went to Sporting Lisbon.
Yes.
That fucker would fly out, this is like 99, 2000, it's around then.
Yeah.
He would be flying him out to go and do a session with him, and then he'd come back and fucking beat those idiots.
He must have been very good at his job.
Oh, he was
very
a killer. Good at his job. Absolutely hammered us. There's some stuff that he just used to do and he just go. It was harder than anything I ever did in the army. He'd say
to push buttons and stuff like that. It's a sign of a good coach and anything. I always use this term, like, a good coach knows how to what players need an arm around them, and what players need the air dryer. Do you know what I mean? I think that's a sign of a great coach in any sport.
That's, I think, one criticism of Mourinho, isn't it? Is that he's got his favourites, and if you're not in his little favourites club,
I think he had his way. Yeah, it was Mourinho's way on no other, and it's probably a fair criticism as well.
Yeah, and I think this is what makes me think you've got to give Ollie the time, because you look at the CV and what Louis van Gaal had built in his lifetime.
Yeah,
and he couldn't make it work. And then you look at what Jose Mourinho, most successful coach that was out there, and he couldn't make it work.
It's
what in Ollie's CV suggests that he can make it work. Well, he did some good stuff with Mulder.
Yeah.
Only good stuff, not amazing.
Yeah.
But he's got to be given the time.
Yeah, he's got to. And I think, like you say, give him that time. Mm. Give him that time.
There's nothing to lose. I mean, like, what are you going to do? We get rid of him in 18 months.
Yeah.
Now we're into just flavour in a month territory.
Becoming, yeah, that's it. We're becoming a laughing stock if we do that. Mate, the mad thing is, I think Moyes' contract's only just ended a few months ago. Mate, how mad's that? I mean, do you know what I mean? We've gone through managers since him. It's we've got to give him time.
Fucking Moyes.
I've almost
completely erased that season. I can remember about two matches from it. I remember the Newcastle game at home and the Everton game at home, back to back. I think we lost 1-0 both of them back to back.
Yes. I remember being.
And I just remember going, what the fuck?
It became a chore to go to Old Trafford. You know, you went and there was no excitement. There was no, and that's one thing about Ollie as well, that the change in atmosphere since he came up was just.
Oh, mate, the Ollie's at the wheel stuff.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, but from the start, even, you know, after returning from Cardiff, it was just like of old. Whereas the past few seasons, it's just been, obviously, from the Moyes season, the Van Gaal, the Marine, it just became like hard at times, isn't it? There wasn't. I remember, I can't remember which season it was. So I sat in the case stand, me, you know, behind the goal. And I remember seeing about two goals all season scored in front of us. Do you know what I mean? It was horrible.
I think that was Van Gaal's.
It might have been.
And last season.
Do you know what? And it sounds bad. I loved the lunatic. Like, I remember being at Old Trafford for the dinner when he'd done his speech. And I was sat literally 6 feet on. I was thinking, yeah, he's red wine drunk. Robbing red wine drunk, can't we? And at the FA Cup, I didn't like it where there was a few booing, you know, when he lifted it, and I thought, that's not
the
United.
Guys
that.
I didn't like how he got sacked after that as
no,
well.
No, I didn't. But listen, he wasn't the man for the job, but the way he was sort of sacked and that, he wasn't cool.
We lost out on top four on goal difference and won an FA Cup.
Yeah.
That's, at the time, about as good as it had got for us post Fergie.
Yes. No, I know. And you're looking at, like, would you take that next season? That's what I mean. It's just hard, isn't it? It's just hard. Your bit of silverware. It's tough, mate. It's tough.
Right. Let's put your balls on the line then. Where are we finishing next year?
Finishing top four.
Oh, wait, we're doing
it? Yeah, we're doing it, mate. Top four. And
what are we going to do in Europa, though? Because I hate that fucking Thursday night shit.
Mate, from a fan, it's from a selfish point of view, like you just said, there's some greater ways, isn't there? And
possibly, some potentially shit ones as well.
It plays, and I think you play, it has a big impact on the season, doesn't it, playing on that Thursday? And you know, again, you've got to give Mourinho credit for that, to score through, win that. But, I think we, maybe quarters or something in that, so you get some good teams in that Europa, don't you?
Yeah, you get the teams that have dropped out of the Champions League as well.
Exactly, and I think we do. And I think it probably will be fourth. But we do it. And if we get top four, like we just said, we're happy, and we've got to be happy. We've got to be realistic.
Who do you think drops out then? You think Chelsea losing Hazard, bit of a transfer ban, although they are appealing it, so that might change by the time this comes out.
Possibly, it's.
I think they'd be my
it's
money.
It's got to be.
They haven't got a coach, potentially. Yeah. They've lost Hazard. I think Chelsea's the one that could probably overtake.
Yeah, that is who you'd go with first. Yeah, Chelsea. It's hard to see, as horrible as it is to say, we're a bit behind the other three at the minute.
I think we're way behind City and Liverpool.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's arguing with
that. No, we can't.
Spurs, I don't know. I think if they lost Eriksen,
yes, I think there could be problems. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there could be problems. Although they're in for that Fernandes, supposedly, like us and City are. I'm sure, you know, there's a good chance 60% of that's bollocks. But if they replaced Eriksen with him, they might be all right.
Yes. No, it's tough. And the teams have settled in well at the new place and that. And them Tottenham fans must have been so happy the run that Ollie went on, because I don't know. I seem to think it was a cert we was going to get Poch, me. I thought we was definitely going to get him. And we might have been getting him, but you had to give Ole the job.
Yeah, a lot of people say we give it him too early. I don't think we did.
No, I think you had to, didn't you?
Well, there was contracts needed signing, and
yes,
actually none of them actually got signed since. Yeah. So, in hindsight's everything, isn't it? But at the time, you're trying to plan for the summer. You're trying to plan transfers. You've got a manager that's absolutely killed it. Reward him and start planning.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think it was the right time. It was the right. I think everyone knew it was going to happen. It had to happen. But
Mould the letters have their manager.
Yes.
Let them start planning as well, man.
Yeah,
they've
have
been
a little bit of respect. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
Right, absolute pleasure, man,
mate. Thanks for having us, mate. Thanks for having us, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get you back on.
Look forward to it. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe come and check you out when you're in your next camp for the last dance, man.
Yep. Definitely, you'll have to come back.
How many last dances are you getting, do you reckon? Or is it just going to be definitely one?
Mate, it's
because
one,
you see a few,
one
don't
of
you?
Them. Yeah, dude. One last dance.
I'm
one
back.
Last dance. One last. Well, that's the thing, Z. And you know what? If you know you have there, you beat a decent opponent, and then that's where I've got to be careful. Where
you go?
Well, do you know what? I'm rated top 10.
Top 10.
There's an eliminator.
Someone puts a nice fat wedge on the table. You go.
And before you know it, and then I'm boxing another 2 years and. So long, I've been getting punched in the head for a long time. So, do you know, for another 2 years on top of that, it does, it takes its toll. And I love boxing. It's given me so much. And it's a huge part of my life. So I've been in the gym this morning, training a lad straight from here. Now after becoming a boy, I'm going to go and help train the kids at my amateur club. And it's given me so much, but you stay in it too long, it's I see the way
time,
it's affected
time beats
some people.
Everybody,
of course,
doesn't it?
It catches up with everyone.
Leave us on this then. You've put someone away for a world title. Yeah. Can you put into words what that feels like?
It's very hard to put into words, but that is. Do you know when you have a dream, I've had that dream for. It wasn't from when the fight got made. It sort of made every bit of. Hard work, sacrifices.
How many times have you visualised this?
Yeah, to win it and at the perfect venue, at the arena, whereas like, I was at that arena as a kid.
Watching Ricky Arden.
Yeah, Rick, before Ricky though as well, before Ricky, when Naz was there, you know, in the tiers, upper tiers. And so I say it and it sounds cheesy, but every time I fight there, it's like I'm living the dream. Because I remember those where, you know, you'd save up your spends, your pocket money to get a cheap seat, you know, at the top. I'd look forward to, you know, so much.
I think but I've to seen be fight, like Widnes,
yes, and that's it. And I fought in leisure centres, and to go and
Robin
do it,
Park,
yeah, Robin Park, yeah, Robin
the
Park,
fucking school seats on the floor, not even
mate,
normal seating.
And that's it. And then to win a world title at that venue is something that there's a picture where you see me where I look like I'm screaming, crying, whatever. There's so many emotions. I'd say there's emotions over the past 20 years rolled into that. Man. So yeah.
Absolutely, man. Well, no one's ever taken that one away, Adam, mate.
No.
World champion.
That
keep that one with you. Right, thank you guys for watching. Make sure to subscribe. I'll bang Ant's Twitter in. If you're not already following it, make sure to go and do so. And we'll definitely be coming checking out that last dance. Nice one.
Thank you, Steve. Nice one, mate. Thank you.